Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, creator of the Move Happy Movement podcast. Sometimes on this show I interview people to help empower you to find happiness from within based on their industry, to help give you some perspective on whatever their level of professionalism is, so you can hear. It's that third party credibility to hear from someone that's similar to your story, so that you don't give up today, tomorrow, not ever. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine, and sometimes I share music with you that the Holy Spirit creates through my hands, or sometimes if I don't have a journal nearby, through the recording device that I'm speaking to you on right now. I'm on a walk, and you might hear some cars driving by. Because that's me living my life and being that example of exercise for you, because that's a real strong helper for depression. That's my target population for the show, and it became our population when I got married last year to my veteran hero who kept me alive in 2020. And I haven't been able to speak to my own husband in over 14 months, but I haven't forgotten this assignment from the Lord above all lords. And I'm believing for October that he and I will be reunited. I tried to text him one time last year, and my phone got destroyed. It was a brand new phone. I think it was the third phone I had to get in 12 months because of all of these political war games and dark, evil, powerful people that would love to have the position that the Lord assigned to me, given to somebody else. But I just keep it moving forward. And this show is a real, real tool that you can use however you like. Take what you love, leave what you don't, and hopefully you leave inspired to take action in your life. And that's the highest level of learning if you look into Bloom's taxonomy. Application of what you learn into your own life is the highest level of learning we can express in the world. We respect you and your faith system, because I was blessed to be born in America, where we have the freedom to choose whatever religion we so desire. In my household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And the topic for today's episode is love at all costs. So the first thing that came to mind was pain, to be real with you. I've experienced so much pain my whole life. When I first met my hero in 2020, he acknowledged it. He validated it. He's very connected to the divine. And he said, "Erin, I think you've been spiritually attacked your whole life." I said, "Yeah, I agree with you." I continue to choose to love people at all costs, despite that. And it's kept me alive, so it must be working. But I've learned in the last few years since this assignment from God was put on my heart in 2018, when he pulled me out of darkness. He pulled me out of the dark thoughts I had been struggling with by myself for 18 years, teaching myself how to keep going, because I couldn't talk about it out loud to other people. And I finally had reached my breaking point. Because I've served, I've given, I've worked, I've hustled. And I've loved deeply. I'm such a romantic person. And I was hurting so badly in 2018, so very badly. After giving so much to a job. The year before. And it was another example of how people in authority positions steal from the poor. And I had reached my breaking point where I stopped loving myself. Because the people that were supposed to help me, the people that guaranteed me a job, when I added $5 billion in value by creating 5 alternative therapies, and I was only at this hospital I worked at where Move Happy first started, from 2016 to 2017, I was there for 12 months. And I was given a promotion and then they stole it. People that didn't even work there, legislators in government, pretended like I didn't earn it. And I was dealing with the ramifications of divorce. And I was dealing with the death of my father, all in the same year. And I still chose to be kind to others. They used me in that hospital. I sang for the patients. I did everything they asked me to do. And I ran out of love for myself because I had given it all away. I had gotten engaged way too quickly that year. To someone that had a TBI. And he's not a terrible person, but he had some brain damage and it accelerated his aggression. And he had some major insecurities about a successful, powerful woman in the house. And he was lazy, from my perspective, because I'm driven. And from my perspective of being raised by a man that provided for the family, I had been humiliated by this man. When we agreed in front of our couples therapist that we would have a 6-month trial separation to make sure, because he and I both had been married before. We didn't want to go through a divorce. I couldn't afford to. And he agreed in front of our therapist. So I was in the process of moving out when I lost this promotion that was going to give me an extra $1,000 a month so I could afford to. That was the year before. I had to beg 13 different locations, wasted application fees, credit was shit. After giving $5 billion of value to the hospital and they raped my job away from me. Government legislators, but I never complained because I love at all costs. But I stopped loving myself and I had started dating the first person after that. The first person. Because I'm romantic and I wear my heart on my sleeve. That's who I am. And he's a good person. But he was stupid, and he told me to get on birth control, and I listened to him because he had no fucking idea what it would do to my mental health, even though his dad committed suicide when he was 7 years old. He had no idea, and I've never even told him. I've never even told him that I almost killed myself when he broke up with me nicely. That's how strong the thoughts were in my own mind. The year after adding $5 billion of service to my job for free with zero budget. Because they were nice to me. So I gave them my best. I was humiliated. And I'm grateful to the people that created the suicide hotline. And I'm grateful that my phone worked to use the internet. And the roommate that paid for the internet, I had to share housing with strangers. Share a shower and a kitchen. Not at the same time, but you get what I mean. And I called the hotline in 2018. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me after that my purpose, and that it all had to happen. All of it had to happen in order for me to reach my breaking point so that He could step in and say, "Are you done trying to lead your life? Are you ready for me to lead yours?" I've been a child in His kingdom. I think since I was 3, I think that's when I first committed to Him, when the abuse started when I was a kid. All kinds of abuse. Men have taken advantage of me. Young boys, powerful people have taken advantage of me my whole life. And some women as well. But there's been a lot of kind people as well. And love at all costs means that you need to love yourself at all costs, as well as others. Nobody advised us in society. I didn't know about it. Being a harm to my body, to get a bicep injection, I was trying to be responsible and not get pregnant out of wedlock, but especially if I wasn't married to somebody, because I didn't want to be a single parent. I've always been responsible. I've always been hardworking. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that the hotline people were available. And it was a man that I spoke to that talked me off the ledge, because my thoughts were so powerful. I don't even want to claim them as my thoughts. The enemy got into my mind through that injection. And I wouldn't be surprised if birth control implants have nanobot technologies, just like the COVID-19 injection. I saw a video of an Olympic athlete, high-performing female. She shared her story. High-performing, got the injection. 2 weeks, she wasn't able to get out of bed. For 2 weeks, her mother had to come and change her bedding and make sure she was showering. You have to love yourself at all costs, and you have to make sure that you are certain of what you're going to put in your body. I'm grateful that they did an emergency surgery removal, but even the doctor's office didn't want to prioritize me because my insurance hadn't started yet, because I was on state assistance, applying for jobs and waiting for my insurance to start. I was such an humbling state in my life. I don't ever wish to be back in that state. I made a commitment when the Holy Spirit came through my bedroom, through the clouds, through the ceiling, through the roof. He made His presence known. And he told me that Move Happy was going to be my business name. I had a different business name at the time. He told me the 3 pillars of my business: mindset, community, and fitness. And He showed me a vision that in 2020, I would be teaching people, empowering them all around the world about depression. Variety of speakers, musicians, a variety of faiths, all under one household. Hi, Katie. Hi, baby. You gonna walk with me? And less than 18 months later, I moved across the country. I was helping a family member adjust to single parent life. Right before I moved, I had met a husband and wife that owned a bunch of gyms, and they had started their nonprofit right around that time, I believe, funding alternative research for people with mental health concerns, applied alternative options. And I told them that they needed to focus on depression. They wanted to focus on schizophrenia. And less than 18 months later, they reached out to me because they had seen me be consistent with this mission. And the shutdown had happened at that point. I didn't know about the shutdown. Most, if not all, of their gyms had closed up. They were losing money left and right. They were bleeding. They had a lot of other businesses that they don't advertise publicly. But I had a few conversations with the owner, Victor Brick. I got them to shift their whole focus. And his cousin was one of their board members. And his cousin and I were the main point of contact because Victor and his wife are the face of their organization. But it was his wife that helped connect me. This kitty is rolling with my feet. You must be sent from the Holy Spirit to comfort me. It was his wife that connected me to one of her connections. I don't know how she knew her, Dr. Amy Bantham. She had just gotten her PhD from Harvard University. I had been featured on Good Morning America through Carrie Vaynerchuk. I had expanded my company without any business loans. Across three continents through internship partnerships because people in my community were so driven to help me with this mission. Because I chose to love at all costs. I chose to not give up on myself because people didn't give up on me. And I want to encourage you. Because I've continually, since I stepped out in faith into this calling, I had no idea around that same time that I would be in the nominations for the first ever in history global mental health ambassador position. That these powerful people that have all the money in the world would try and have me killed because they wanted the position, but they didn't want to put the work in. And the favor has been put on my life because it's the assignment from the Lord to me and nobody else. I've created 40 alternative therapies so far in my 37 years of life. When doctors, when I was 14, told me that there were no alternative options, I believe the Holy Spirit has been using it all to help prepare me for this position in life, to help people all around the world. I want to encourage you. You are designed in very specific and special ways. Even if you have pain in your story, even if you go through tragedies after tragedies, decades of tragedies, you could choose to focus on the good things. You could choose to serve others. You could choose to love at all costs. Because what's the alternative? More division in our world, more deaths in our world, more anger and hatred. You can't take any of your money when you die. Sure, you could give it to your children, but so what? So what if you don't teach your children how to be better citizens? They're going to embarrass your family history. They're going to embarrass you if you don't teach them now how to be good people around the world. That's our job if we're parents. And I was a stepmom for a while. I haven't had the honor of giving birth, and if I'm supposed to, then it will happen. And if not, I've let that go. I married a second time to my hero who kept me alive when all the rich, powerful people in the world that practice the worship of Satan, Baal, Baphomet, by sacrificing and torturing children and drinking their blood to stay looking younger. They tried to have me killed. Over 1,050 of them worked together in 2020. But my hero represents all the families all around the world that love children. Love children like the Father above us all loves them, protects them, preserves their childhood innocence. And these people have said terrible things about my husband. That man, I married him last year. There was 107 high-ranking officers, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, that were involved in threatening a black female officer, a warrant officer that I had known for 7 years, that was my nonprofit business partner. They threatened her to disassociate from me and pretend like she didn't know me and called me out of the blue. They forced her to call me and then traced the call, committing treason in my own nation. All for a silly title. Global mental health ambassadorship that they created amongst themselves, for themselves, because they planned to kill a bunch of people around the world because the enemy lied to them. They worship him and he tells them lies. He tells them deceit. He loves to destroy families and he loves to target people with depression. It's the most expensive condition in the world. That's why I've been attacked for the last 3 years, even greater than before. It's been building me up. It's been strengthening my resilience. Because he healed me. The Father above healed me in 2018. I've had to pretend. I was forced into homelessness in the pandemic. And I knew they were testing me. Because the man that came to my house, that was one of the top guys for President Biden's security team, I was forced to give him oral sex for protections. And sure, I was attracted to him, but I've been disrespected from men my whole life. And I didn't think that would happen from even my own president, my own nation. I thought that they would know better. But evil and darkness are all over us. They're all over the world. And I'm going to choose to forgive this man and love at all costs. Because he chose to sign a contract with the devil to keep me alive. The creator of the universe uses it all. And he knew. The Father above knew that would happen. I had called the non-emergency police number and they erased the phone call. When I was trying to get help for a person that was struggling with his mental health, and they thought that I was trying to destroy a veteran's life and career because they didn't understand what true love of the Father means. And I didn't want this person that I had been dating that lost his mind during the pandemic because he was struggling in crisis and he hit a trigger. His son had committed suicide 18 months prior to that. PJ Flynn. And I say his name because the Holy Spirit told me to say his name. I didn't know that he was committing felonies that whole year in my devices. I didn't know that he was a plant from the FBI. They intentionally used a man that they knew had lost his son to suicide to try and destroy me. They've used so many of us that struggle with our mental health. Because it's a very profitable business to keep you in pain so they can keep you addicted to pharmaceutical medications or keep you thinking that you are alone in your struggle, but you're not alone. Tori Kelly released a song with Kirk Franklin, I think in 2019. It's a really good song. Now, I've heard some bad things about Kirk. I don't know if they're true or not, about him worshiping Satan, the goat. I don't know if that's true or not because I've never met him. But I know there's a lot of people, right now we're in the end times, a lot of people that are pretending to be children of the Most High King. You need to read Revelations. You need to get plugged in to Bible-based churches. You need to start being kind to the poor, like Jesus was, and not worry about superficial things like the nicest, fanciest cars and big old houses, unless you're going to share that space with people that are in need. There are so many people struggling right now. I'm not going to be struggling come October. I'm going to be a lender and not a borrower. I can't wait for that meeting to take place, and I can't wait to be reunited with my husband. Love at all costs. Love yourself at all costs, and love others at all costs. That means that if you have depression, you have to speak up against people that are accustomed to telling you that your thoughts, your negative thought patterns are you and your fault. They're not. Thoughts are just clouds floating by in our mind. They're fleeting. You can take capture those thoughts. It says it in the Word. You have to speak scriptures. And if you don't know the scriptures, start getting plugged into churches, listen to audiobooks, however your learning style is. I never imagined I would be called into ministry. I was a delayed reader. I was a mute child with all kinds of abuse that damaged my brain. But the Holy Spirit loves to heal when we are obedient and we choose to be kind, we choose to be loving, and we choose light. And we're not afraid to say the name of Jesus Christ. He has been equipping me with verses. The Holy Spirit has been strengthening me in their perfect timing. Hi, kitty. This kitty's so cute. Looks like a little tiger. You might be called into ministry yourself. Or maybe you're the next professional singer or actress or baseball player. Or you're the next Bronze Star veteran. Or doctor. Whatever it is that you were designed to do, the Father had it in His plans even before you were born. If you're struggling with your depression, I encourage you to read Psalms 139. It's all about how He formed you in your mother's womb and all those things. I know you want love and attention, but I don't know whose house you belong to. You're so cute, though. I know you belong to somebody because you got a collar. I encourage you to volunteer if you can, minimum once a week. If you don't have the time, make the time. If you don't have the money, make the time. I launched my ministry from homelessness. I reached out to my friends that I could trust after a hit was put on my life. I didn't know who I could trust because the woman that's no longer on this earth pretended to be a minister for over a year, stalking my content online, using church language. We are in the end times. She paid the top security man that protects President Biden a lot of money to have me killed, and he took it. He took it because he had to trick her, because he knew that she would buy it. She would pay somebody, and he needed to be involved. He decided to help me for whatever reason. He got to experience one of my therapies. He got to have a free seat, and the Father planned and orchestrated it all. And I'm going to forgive that man for selling me out 6 months later and trying to ruin my reputation in public, because I believe they threatened him and his family. I choose to love at all costs. It doesn't make sense in the physical realm. Most people would be angry, and rightfully so. How dare they block me from making money in America? A female business owner, 3 businesses. I only made a few $100 in the first launch of my ministry year. It wasn't my focus to make money. My focus was to be obedient to my Creator, so I'm grateful. I'm grateful He pulled me out of darkness in 2018, and there's been plenty of people that have tried to get me off course of this assignment, even my own family members, because they are hurting and refusing to get professional help, assuming that I would be their therapist, deal with all of their problems, instead of them hiring a professional. And our technology devices in my family, my entire family, extended family, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, everybody was hacked into from this evil, satanic group. And they didn't start there in 2020. They started with attacking my middle brother when he got into the music industry. They used and abused him after he had released We Pray For You and had 65 influencers from around the world release a song when the tsunami hit in Japan, and I believe Hurricane Katrina. And I was a part of that. I didn't want to be, because I was so depressed in graduate school and being a stepmom, not officially married, and working so hard for everybody else. But he knew to get me back into music. And so there were 65 of us from all over the world, top performing musicians from all over the world, and he decided to include me. And I remember him changing out his phone SIM card because they started attacking my family back then. Very dark, evil people. On purpose. For no reason other than just pure jealousy, because he was the leader. He was one of many leaders on social media changing how the music industry was making their money. He was impacting their bottom line. I remembered when I first got a smart device in 2015 and first got into direct sales. There was a female, I believe in Florida, a singer that had grown her following. And I know they had a plant that was a stalker, probably from the same group, killed her at her own event. I had just started learning about social media in 2015 when I had an iPhone, when I learned how to operate it. This evil group is all over in every single major organization around the world because they are money focused. You need to inspect what you expect, and you need to choose to love people at all costs. Women are at highest risk for personal safety, but so are men. They blocked my brother from making money. They blacklisted him in the community. He had to change careers. Attacked his family, threatened his wife. He never publicly said her name, ever. These people are evil, pure evil, just because. So you need to recognize that if you choose to step out in faith into being a leader in a space, there's going to be jealous haters everywhere. He got to meet Beyonce within like 12 or 18 months of learning social media and learning YouTube, because that was the popular app. He got to hear her music released, and he told me, he texted it to me when I was in college at Pacific Lutheran University, that she had 5 bodyguards around her. And I believe it, because I bet she was threatened when she first came into the space. But then when they realized that she wasn't going to give up, that she's a resiliency queen, and that's the song I'm pitching to her to do together, along with my friend, that she wasn't going to quit, and she had strong associations, and she came from the church, and ain't nobody going to stop nobody if it's your destiny, your assignment from above. But you need to recognize that these people are everywhere, not just in America, not just in Hollywood and the music industry. They're in the pharmaceutical, they're in government, they're everywhere, because evil and darkness is everywhere, but so is love and light. It's in all of us. We all get to choose every single day if we're going to choose love and light, or if we're going to choose hatred, anger. And I was very frustrated and very angry when I got hacked into in 2020, because I had done the best I could in my career path, and they damaged my money in government, even though I followed all their traditional rules in society. And I even got my master's paid for by hustling and teaching people in college, got it completely paid for. I had a guaranteed teaching job, and they canceled it through loopholes. Rich people have been doing it to all of us. It's time for their money to be moved out of their bank accounts, and I can't wait for October's meeting. It's all going to be worth it. Because the Holy Spirit assigned me this position in 2018, and I haven't forgotten my assignment. I'm going to be the first in history global mental health ambassador, the first in history chief spiritual officer of the United States of America, recognized and respected and certified through all military branches, chaplains. I'm going to be counseling our presidents and their first wives, because my mom is the best counselor, and she raised me how to choose love at all cost. And she still reminds me, even as an adult now, when she thinks I'm off course, because that's her job. Parents, that's your job, to continue parenting and loving your kids and speaking up, encouraging them, but also if they get off course, to let them know. I can't wait for that meeting, because my mom's going to be in that room, and she's going to see all the hard work that she put in, all the hard work I put in, that it's all been worth it. They're going to put a lot of money into our family's bank accounts for all the damages, thefts, emotional distress, torture, breaking of the Geneva Code, all kinds of things. They've broken laws in the last 3 years. It's all going to be worth it. And by my 40th birthday, my husband and I, whatever money flows through our businesses, even if we have new businesses, we're only going to be keeping 10%. So we'll start saving up between now and then, because I'm 37 now. In 2026, we're going to be distributing 90% of our wealth to help the middle class, to help the poorer class, to be the ultimate role model examples of generosity. And I know that my Father above is going to continue blessing me with more ideas, more songs, because he's given me my own creative outlets, my own therapies, my own music. He told me that I'm going to have 100 songs before that meeting in October, created since October of 2020. In 3 years, 100 songs valued at least $1 million each. I have 86 songs so far. I don't have that far to go. They're not all done yet. But it's fun projects that keep my mind focused on positive things. So I want to encourage you, ask yourself or ask your creator, which would be better and preferred, get down on your knees, humble yourself in private. Be your real authentic self with him and say, Father, I'm tired. I'm tired of living this life, getting pulled in all kinds of directions. What is it that you have desired for me? How can I serve you? And then be quiet and listen. And if you don't have a relationship with him yet, and you desire to, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation, this opportunity to have a relationship with you. Father, I ask that you would forgive me of all my mistakes. Come into my heart. Never leave my side. Remind me when I've done wrongs. Show me how to correct them so I could be a more loving person to other people in the world. And this I pray in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. We encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep him first place. If you're married, keep him first place, and then your spouse second. And if you have children, or adopted children or foster children, or you care for your nephews or nieces or grandchildren, they come third. Everybody else is after that. Sure, you've got a job, you've got priorities, But when you set the tone, when you set the boundaries of your priorities, and you communicate how you will allow people to communicate with you and treat you, they will rise to the occasion, or new opportunities will come your direction. I've had many conversations with friends struggling right now because a lot of people aren't showing up to work. And so the ones that are getting penalized. They're being asked to do multiple people's jobs because it's a bad economy right now and everybody penny pinches in a bad economy. Doctors, a dear friend of mine I visited yesterday, getting pulled in probably 6 different job roles. Doctors are asking my friend to do things outside of her scope of practice because they're financially stressed and they're making poor decisions. So you need to speak up respectfully if they're doing that to you and your family. Kindly let them know, hey, I'm a team player. I love helping out and going above and beyond. These are the priorities that I think you've asked me to do. Which one would you like me to focus on today? That would be an option, respectfully, to let them know you're not going to get it all done in that day. And then they'll be reminded that, wow, they're giving you way too much responsibilities. Another option, you can write out, and I did this, it didn't serve me well with the person, but it allowed the person to not disrespect me anymore. They were asking me to do 6 different jobs when I was hired to be a high-paid nanny, and they were trying to use and abuse all my extra skill sets. But I married the best husband in the world that helped me to raise my value. So when I had looked up online the average salaries in the city that I worked in, presented it in an opportunity for them to have access to me, certain parameter of hours, let them know my value of what they were asking me to do was $640,000 worth of value, and that I would only be charging them like $63,000 plus I asked for like medical and a couple other things, extremely reasonable, setting boundaries of hours because they wanted me to work from all the way up early 6 a.m. sometimes 5:45 a.m. all the way past 8:30 p.m. and in between and on the weeks where I was off the clock. They were disrespecting me as a human being, as a W-2 employee. They made a poor decision to prostitute their boyfriend for my job without any notice, even though I was a W-2 employee, and they were, in my presence, abusing their children and ignoring me when I suspected sexual abuse of the youngest child from the oldest child. And they ignored me, so I reached out to the authorities. I had to suck it up. I've had to deal with a lot of ridiculous humans since the pandemic and my whole life. But I chose to ask myself, who's most important right now? And it's the children. If children are involved and abuse is of concern, it is our job as adults to protect them. But if you're in a relationship and you're married and you have kids involved, if you allow the kids to get your priority first in your relationship, then that will cause division. So it's not an easy thing. Get plugged into therapies, get plugged into workshops, get plugged into churches. Don't think that you need to do it by yourself. I got to see my parents transform their relationship and stay committed to each other for 40 years. There was a lot of fighting when I was younger, but they decided to not give up on each other. There's a lot of divorces going on all around the world because everybody was forced to be isolated together. People were not meant to be isolated indoors. They caused stress on us on purpose. And that's okay. Humans are resilient. You're either going to be a survivor or you're going to give up. Those are your options. And I promise you, if you reach out to others and see how you can help others, even when you're in pain, it's going to help bring you healing even faster. And it's going to add people to your network. Pro-social activities are one of the strongest protectors of your mental health. Thank you for listening to this special episode. At this time, we can't accept any donations or tithes. You can't purchase anything from my businesses until October's meeting where the contracts are signed. So between now and then, If you're sensing in your being to help with our mission, it would mean the world to me if you would pray for my family, pray for unity, pray for protections, because I'm starting to reveal people that are involved as the Holy Spirit nudges on my heart, involved in this Illuminati group, involved in the child abductions all around the world. I'm starting to reveal what the Holy Spirit's allowing me to reveal. There's dogs up here. I don't think you want to come up here. This kitty has followed me all the way home. So pray for protections for my family. I know I'm heavily protected, but if I speak it out loud, that means that more people are praying and for us instead of against us. If you feel so inclined to reach out to your government leaders, your political leaders, your veteran leaders, first responder leaders on behalf of us, I know there's plenty of good people in the United States that don't stand for child abuse and torture of children. I know there's plenty of us that are against that. It would mean the world to me if you would help to vote for myself and remind those leaders in your areas. Remind them of my name and say, hey, I want to vote for Erin Nicole for the chief spiritual officer position in the U.S. And I want to vote for her for the global mental health ambassador. And let's bring her husband home, decorated war hero veteran that requested to retire. He's not active duty. They had enslaved him and threatened to kill us both. That's why we've been separated for over a year. But I'm still believing in America. Thank you.
Hey, Erin.
Have a good one. Sorry, I'm recording. That would mean the world to me. Thank you. And as my tagline states that I created, I'd say the Holy Spirit inspired it through me just to let you know how I want to be known if I didn't wake up tomorrow. I want you to think about the words and the melody. How do you want to be known? Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. See you next time.